11 minutes after 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, online at WEOL.com, and of course with that AM 930 WEOL mobile app. I'm out on location in Avon, enjoying the sunshine and the AC as well. Not going to lie, as we approach 70 degrees later on tonight. Yours truly, Andy Bullbarch and Chris Lehman, will have the call for you as the Lake Erie Crushers try and pull off a sweeper on the Southern Illinois Miners. Series finale is here in Avon later on tonight. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock here on AM 930 WEOL. Matt Douglas is back in the studios of AM 930 WEOL. And we have on the line with us right now Frank Krempaski of Camp Imagine. Frank, thank you very much for giving us some of your time. How are you?
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about what you guys have coming up. Well, you guys have a number of fundraisers coming up in the area, but before we get to all of that good stuff, including the golf outing on Saturday, I want to give you a chance to discuss the details of Camp Imagine. Tell us how all of this got started and how long has Camp Imagine been around?
Well, Camp Imagine, actually, believe it or not, this is our 30th anniversary. It started in a church in Avon Lake with two mothers who had children with special needs 30 years ago, and it was called Handy Camp. And over the years, it evolved and it grew, and it started out as a recreational camp in the summer, and then it started to provide some educational opportunities during the summer. As the parents got older, it evolved, and the Avon Lake School System took it over for 1 year. And in 2009, we rebranded it as Camp Imagine, set it up as a nonprofit organization, and we've been operating it since 2009 as Camp Imagine. We serve 11 area school districts, and we act as the summer school program for the students with special needs so they don't regress during the summertime.
Now, Frank, of course, camps always have activities for the kids. Do you guys have anything special for the young fellas out there?
Oh, absolutely. We in the morning, we tend to focus a lot on their educational needs, mandated by their school system. But we have on-site activities. We have one of our campers' fathers is on the SWAT team in Cuyahoga County, so they bring the SWAT team. We have Amazon Eric come in with some of the reptiles and the animals. We take a bowling field trip. This year we're going to take them to the Cleveland Aquarium. We have the Superhero Olympics, which is a big hit where Batman, Robin, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman all show up, and we go out on the field and have track and field events. We try to keep them engaged as well as, up on their educational goals also, but we give them recreation and physical activity. And some of our older students were even doing some job training skills to try to help them out when they get older.
Frank Krempaski of Camp Imagine, our guest here on Bullseye on the afternoon. And Frank, that's pretty interesting too. You talked about some of the job training things that you guys go over with some of your older campers as well. If you can, kind of expand on that. Give us an idea as to what kinds of job training that they get, because I think that often gets overlooked. When you think about a summer camp, you think about having fun in the summertime, but what you guys do is really so much more expansive than just doing some of the things that traditional summer camps provide.
Well, sure. Some of our students, they have a hard enough time, with day-to-day life. So anything that we can do to help their development, that's what we're trying to do. We've partnered with the library locally, and what they do is they let us come in and help them do spring cleaning. We sell concessions in the park, and we count out change. We learn about inventory. We actually make our kids actually go through a little job interview and fill out an application. Within camp, we have pizza day, so we get them handling money and learning how to make change and exchange money. Some of our older students, once they graduate from high school and leave our program, they've gone on to JVS to be in the hospitality program. Mercy Hospital has a program for people. We actually have some students working in food service and various places, once they've graduated. And we have a gentleman in the landscaping program at JVS right now.
Very cool stuff. And I know that, you, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe yesterday you guys had an enrolled campers parent meeting. And I would imagine it kind of all starts right there to see just how rewarding this really is for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. We had the staff there, which is about 75 people. We're going to have 96 campers this year. It's almost a one-on-one ratio. The districts in Lorain County that we serve are Avon, Avon Lake, North Ridgeville, Amherst, Oberlin, and Sheffield Lake. We're kind of unique because we're not an open enrollment camp. You have to be recommended by your school system, and you have to have an individual education plan and qualify for the extended school year services. So while the parents are our clients, they're brought to us through the school systems that are, you know, looking out after their students that need some extra help during the summer.
Frank Krempaski is from Camp Engine, and he is, Camp Imagine, and he's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Frank, I know back in April 2009, you guys developed a new curriculum, and you guys called it the SAFE model. For those who aren't familiar, what is the SAFE model, and what does that entail?
Well, being a board member, I'm not a good person to explain the SAFE model because I'm an accountant, not an educator. So, so I need to kind of defer on that one. But the our version of the SAFE model obviously is going to keep them safe in class, keep them educated. We're going to make sure that they're getting the academic qualifications that they need. We're going to try to make them well-rounded individuals, and we're going to try to give them life skills to help, you know, their parents and themselves in their everyday life.
Frank, you mentioned the education aspect of the camp, of course, with the camp aspect of the camp and all the activities and everything everyone does. Who are the teachers who come in and help teach these kids the educational aspect?
Well, we have certified special education teachers that also are crisis intervention specialists. They come from the area school district, so throughout the school year they're teaching the students on a regular basis. They come to us for summer employment, and the one thing I can say about camp that's really unique, we have continuity of both our staff and our students, and that's good for everybody. They get familiar with their atmosphere. They get familiar with the teachers. We have a couple of teachers from the Midview school system. We have a teacher from the Lorain school system. We have teachers from Avon Lake. We have a teacher from Lakewood coming in. So they're the qualified special education teachers that teach throughout the school year, and then we also have paraprofessionals that are oftentimes one-on-one with the students throughout the school year also.
Well, we had alluded to it a little bit earlier, Frank, but what can you tell us about the golf outing coming up this weekend?
Our golf outing is Saturday. It's a 10 a.m. shotgun start. It's at Bobolinks in Avon, and the Fitch family has been very nice to us over the years. This is our fourth annual golf outing. We have some neat things going on. The Cleveland Oktoberfest is our signature sponsor, and Sunnyside Toyota of North Olmsted has put up a 2017 Toyota Camry for our hole-in-one hole, which ironically we had a hole-in-one at last year's golf outing, but we had no car. And we're also going to have a putting contest, and it comes with lunch and a steak dinner. It's $300 a foursome. You can sign up online at our website, which is www.campimagine.org. There's still some spots if anybody would like to sign up. And then later in the year, we have a silent auction reverse raffle in November coming up, and we usually raise about $15,000 to fund our field trips and other fun events during camp.
That's great stuff, and I know you guys actually have a lot of different ways to support the camp throughout the course of the summer. I know a little bit later on this month you guys will be at Buffalo Wild Wings and Avon Lake, correct?
Correct. Buffalo Wild Wings and Avon Lake has been a very big supporter of ours. They named us as one of the Crusher special jerseys last year. And then also they will have an event where you can bring a coupon in and you can get it from our Facebook page eventually coming up, but they will donate a percentage of sales that day back to us, Also, if you work in Lorain County, we're a United Way designated gift agency, so if you participate in United Way, you can send money to Camp Imagine. The Rock Pile in Avon also gives a percentage of sales back to us. And if you shop on Amazon.com, the Amazon Smile program gives a percentage back to us.
Great stuff. Well, again, that golf outing this Saturday, shotgun start at 10 a.m. And again, as Frank mentioned, they are still looking to fill the final couple of spots in that golf outing as well. Frank, thank you very much for stopping by and giving us some of your time here to tell us not only about the golf outing in general, but all about Camp Imagine. Lots of great stuff going on there, and we certainly appreciate you stopping by to tell us all about it.
Great. Thanks for having us, and thank you for supporting our camp.
Absolutely. That's Frank Krempaski of Camp Imagine stopping by to tell us all about their golf outing this Saturday. Again, shotgun start at 10 a.m. For more information, go to campimagine.org. That's campimagine.org. Time for a break. Matt and I are coming back after this as Bullseye on the Afternoon continues.